In today's Gold Seek Nugget segment, John Embry from Sprott Management. Well, John Embry has been a leader at Sprott Asset Management for several decades. It's a pleasure to have him back on the show. Welcome back, John Embry.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Chris.
Precious metals at least started off to a great year. We had the best showing in several decades, really, for the beginning of a year, 15-16%, things looking up.
Well, I think the headlines about gold being up 16% in the first quarter sort of unnerved the central bank fraternity. There's been a fair amount of pressure brought on gold since then. But to me, it's just a short-term issue. And I see materially higher prices for gold and silver as this year unfolds. I wish I could say the same for the stock market. It looks a little extended to me. And there's been constant intervention in that market to make sure it doesn't sort of fall precipitously. So we shall see as we move forward. But there is a lot of interference in these markets.
Stocks are up so many thousands of percent over many, many decades. But if you take a look at gold and silver, just from a non-inflation adjusted basis, just where it was, let's say, 30 years ago in actual dollar terms, pretty close to parity. We've hardly budged at all. Yes, the investment du jour has been equities for a few years. But is that really what I want to trust on a valuation basis going forward?
Chris, I've been in the stock market for over 50 years. And quite frankly, I've seen very few markets that are probably as overvalued as the U.S. market is right now. You're dealing with an international economy which is weakening noticeably virtually everywhere. You're dealing with profits that have been propped up by, you know, faulty accounting. And you're dealing with valuations which are extended. I mean, this is the worst possible combination in my view. I would be extraordinarily careful if I was invested in the conventional U.S. stock market.
Let's call them artificial props holding up the market. You have the intervention team.
Call them the PPT. I love the plunge protection team.
Plunge protection team, PPT, right? Sure. And so they also have the buyback schemes where they buy back their own shares. Intervention by the central bankers as well as holding rates below zero now. I mean, the combination has just been lighter fluid on the stock market, but every bonfire comes to an end at some point. Gold equities led the charge from the recent nadir, remarkable rally in the HUI and the XAU Gold Bugs Index. Give us your thoughts on shares on a forward basis, please.
You know, quite frankly, on January the 19th, when the HUI Index bottomed at just under 100, I thought I'd never seen them, and I followed these stocks for a long time, I've never seen them any cheaper in relation to the price of the metal, and the price of the metal was depressed. So I'm actually encouraged now that finally the market is recognizing that these things were grotesquely underpriced. We've had an 80% rally since January the 19th, and normally that would make people very uncomfortable because you'd sort of say, we got to have a big correction here. But the fact is, I think they're still cheap, and if the gold price does what I think is going to unfold over the remainder of the year, I think people are going to make tremendous amounts of money in the shares from right here. And I'm very sort of, you know, you're always uncomfortable when they're sort of messing around in the gold bullion market. That the shares have been really resolute, and that encourages me.
And I even wonder just how much naked short selling may have played a part over the past 5 or 6 years. A sanctioned way of selling shares that nobody owns, diluting shares almost overnight, and some of the institutions have this ability. That creates a remarkable upside potential to where, as you say, and I think justly, an 80% move might just be the opening salvo, because these folks have to buy back shares if they went naked short. And I feel very confident in saying numerous hedge funds were naked short the XAU and the HUI. Those have to be covered. And then the general equities investors start to recognize, wait, there's opportunity here.
That's an excellent point, Chris. And I think the general public isn't anywhere near this space yet. And when you put in the context of how small the gold and silver bullion and share market in totality is in relation to this massive amount of financial assets floating around out there, all of which are in bubbles, I mean, the potential in this sector is enormous, and yet very few people recognize it, which always makes me comfortable. I love not having much company.
It's oftentimes good to be contrarian in the market. And, you know, there's also a point we haven't really touched on, and that's how the precious metal shares have a tendency to lead the underlying metals. We've seen this so many times in the past, but I guess most notably and most recently, the 2000 to 2002 bottom, you know, the XAU, HUI, just put in beautiful bottoming patterns that indicated we had years of a bull market ahead. And they never really let us down well into 2011, 2012. We're starting to see some signs, bottoming patterns.
I would agree with you. I think that the shares in my career have generally led the metals higher because there's an anticipation and there's more leverage in the shares. So consequently, when people see an opportunity forming, they're going to go into the shares for the big trade. So I think that tends to confirm my sort of belief that gold and silver prices are moving materially higher from current levels. You know, and I love gold because, I mean, it's the rich man's investment. But the one with the greatest upside potential is silver. You know, as you know, is called poor man's gold. Because when the gold price starts to get really extended, a lot of people that want to get in the space aren't going to be able to afford to buy gold bullion. It's going to be too expensive in their context. They'll buy silver. And the gold-silver ratio, which is now in the neighborhood of 80 to 1, it can fall as low as 15, 20 to 1 in a bull market for precious metals. So the upside in silver is very exciting.
For our new listeners, even if gold just held its current price, your 15 or 20 to 1 basic arithmetic tells us we're talking about a silver price of
$50. $50 is just jacks for openers as far as I'm concerned. The thing I look at is that, I mean, the amount of money and debt that's been created in the world since the crash in 07-08 has been enormous. And for the last 4.5-5 years, gold and silver have been under significant pressure, led by the central banks and their allies. These things are so cheap relative to the amount of paper outstanding. I'm not sure they've ever been cheaper in history. It's just basically you got to get the momentum going in a big way. And when it goes, people are going to be shocked at the price levels that are achieved.
You might recall the term, you know, buy land, they ain't making any more of it. If you think land is rare, silver has a tendency to pull near the surface of the Earth, probably due to asteroid impact, just a guess, early on in the Earth's crust. Those easy-to-find nuggets, if you will, have already been identified, the Comstock lodes.
It's worse than that, because, I mean, the gold and silver prices have been controlled with paper shorting. And the people who've been buying the other side, the longs in the paper market, there's no gold and silver to any extent backing this stuff. So a lot of people think they own gold and silver, and they own a paper sort of thing that can recreate the price. So, I mean, the demand when this finally, this Ponzi scheme is revealed, got problems in the future. I mean, I this is why I'm so optimistic about sort of the major upside in this, and I'm confirmed in the fact that nobody's there yet.
I like the idea of Ponzi scheme, although I wonder if they won't have a new moniker by the time this is all over. Will it be the Greenspan or the Bernanke scheme? This lack of supply, huge demand. Silver, of course, is primarily consumed right now in electronics, so it disappears forever. They're not really making all that much more of it. It's extremely energy intensive to extract from the ground and refine and all the rest of it. I think you're right, but the last thing I'd throw in here is you talked about paper schemes, and I think this takes us to our naked shorting earlier. Eventually, the shorts, which have almost an unlimited number of arrows in their quiver at these relatively tiny markets, gold and silver, eventually, you know, they will run out of arrows. And then they have the unenviable position of having to cover something which you might agree cannot be covered. You talked about the ETFs, and I think this all ties in together with the ETFs. They will default more than likely.
So, I mean, that's the last thing you want if you think you own gold. I mean, one of the things I emphasize to people is you must, if you own gold and silver and plan to buy it, buy it physical or buy a paper product that you have 100% audited guarantee that the gold and silver backing it is there in entirety. And there aren't many of those. We as a firm do offer Sprott Physical Gold and Sprott Physical Trust, and I can assure you it's all there, unlike a lot of these other products.
As we wrap up today, is there any other topicality that listeners need to be watching? Maybe you're not buying the Fed's idea of another rate hike. We'd be stuck here, or maybe even they're lowering into negative territory as the BOJ and the EU.
I think the Fed is very worried about the U.S. dollar, and I think there's a lot of moral suasion going on here about, you know, the potential of higher rates to keep people in the space. I mean, the demand for dollars has fallen a lot with the oil price, eh? And you've got China and Russia with alternative plans and what have you. The American authorities have a major problem, because if the dollar ever starts to fall apart, I mean, there's going to be mayhem in markets in the U.S. and in the economy.
And any other information you'd like to share about Sprott Asset Management?
We are a firm that really believes in precious metals, and I think our products have, you know, stood the test of time. They are backed by, you know, real gold and silver, and I would recommend, if you're looking for that, if you want a paper rather than take a physical possession yourself, those are good vehicles.
Excellent. We thank you for your time, sir.
My pleasure, Chris. Anytime.
The gold and silver mining sector is red hot. Every investment portfolio needs precious metal shares. GoldSeek.com's top stock analysts have done it again, identifying the next solid gold nugget opportunity, Brazil Resources. Based in the eighth largest economy with a mining-friendly reputation, almost 10 million ounces of gold reserves, industry insiders are accumulating shares of Brazil Resources. The notable management team includes Chairman Amir Adnani, a rising star in the mining industry with a reputation for moving projects rapidly into production. Fortune magazine lists Chairman Adnani in the prestigious list of 40 under 40 ones to watch. Plus, shareholders benefit from the insights and backing of enigmatic Brazilian billionaire Mario Garneiro, CEO of Brazil Invest Group, the nation's foremost merchant and investment bank, and founding director. Their São Jorge project is 100% owned, with paved highway access, a nearby workforce, and a hydroelectric power source near the major gold deposits. Their next top project includes three deposits identified by major gold producers, plus their Ria project, which is a joint venture with Areva, benefits from a $10 million treasure map in the hottest address for uranium production in Canada. But the story gets even more exciting with their Whistler project, offering geographic diversification in South Central Alaska. To find out more about this unique opportunity, please direct your web browsers to BrazilResources.com. At Yahoo Finance, ticker symbol BRI.V. Remember, to ride the exciting gold stock run of 2016 and beyond, your portfolio will thank you for adding shares of Brazil Resources.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.